Commentator Carol Wasserman wishes she could fix the price of the car of her dreams, but for now, classy motoring remains out of reach.
It is a local truism that a guy without a truck isn't even a guy. All the women I know here are suspicious of any man without towing capacity, at least 6 feet of bed space, and four-wheel drive. And the odd corollary truth is that those are the same qualities which make us attractive to men, four-wheel drive excepted. All of this is indefensible from an environmental standpoint, you will no doubt wish to tell me, but remember that our government wants us to keep the economy strong, that it says it will buy the guns if the rest of us pony up for butter. So the Ford Motor Company is offering 0% financing and other generous inducements meant to put me in a brand new Ranger extended cab pickup with air conditioning and an automatic transmission and one of those canvas things that snaps down over the back so that pine needles can't accumulate in the corners of the bed liner up near the little sliding window. I haven't driven Fords for the same reason I don't buy Volkswagens. There is more to brand loyalty than the semiotics of economic class and display. There's the problem of history. Henry Ford has been dead for a long time now, but his famous and aggressive anti-Semitism always made me an uncomfortable consumer. Nevertheless, all that was generations ago, and no one's hands are clean. Plus, the Ford Motor Company will let me have power windows and those little tiny doors so you can put your groceries in behind the front seat. They will let me have the thing in black, which I think says elegant yet capable of taking a load to the dump. I don't actually have the money for a new truck, but I do have the odd free afternoon to roam around the parking lot behind Main Street looking at everybody else's. Last week, on a particularly bright day, I took myself down to the Ford dealership across from the fish market and walked around the lot. Out of the dealership, the sun was shining down on rows of Ranger pickups like colorful toy soldiers behind a chain-link fence. I didn't have to spend much time patting the inventory lovingly before a salesman came out to show me around. An old guy in a polyester shirt and a polyester tie, which he had not loosened in the unseasonable heat of early spring. Sallow-faced, moving slowly, I was guessing that his knees were giving him trouble. We talked a bit, the way you do at the beginning of one of these transactions. He told me how much he loved the car business, always had. Been working here since I got home from Vietnam, he said. This took me by surprise, although it shouldn't have. It meant we must have graduated from high school at about the same time. I keep forgetting that those guys who made it back from Nam have grown old at the same rate as the rest of us, who were either female or in college at the time. You want to take it for a drive? He said. And so we pulled out into the warm, sweet light of mid-afternoon, past the water department and the lumber yard, and up the back road past the cemetery where all the dead are segregated neatly by religious affiliation. Suddenly there was silence, there in the unbelievable comfort of the 60-40 split bench seat. Wait until the body bags start coming home, he said. I looked over. He was staring straight ahead, off into the past. I'm a dinosaur. I'm patriotic, but I know too much. I know enough not to ask a man what he means when he starts to talk like this. And I knew it was time to turn that baby around and head back to the dealership, where I handed him back the keys with great reluctance. Those little Ford Rangers are wonderful vehicles, tight, solid, priced to move. But, as I say, I can't afford to buy a new truck, even with 0% financing. The reality is that I'm going to be keeping my ancient, rusted-out Subaru sedan and making myself happy with four new tires and a couple of cans of Bondo. I would so love to have that Ford Ranger. But the simple truth is that I know too much and have come to the point where I think I know the extent to which hesitation may also be considered patriotic.
Carol Wasserman is author of Swimming at Supper Time. She comes to us from member station WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.